I Want My Octo Kitten Back by Shella 688, read by Jax Longcoat, a Mechanisms fanfic based on the book I Want My Hat Back by John Klassen. Something was wrong. Tim looked around his room. Over there were all his guns, that box held his spare eyes, there was the empty Octo Kitten bed, here was his pile of harmonicas he had stolen off Johnny. Wait! His octo-kitten bed was empty. "My octo-kitten is gone," Tim shouted in alarm. He took a few steps towards the door before going back to grab a gun for good measure. "I want it back." Ivy knew more about octo-kittens than anyone else in the crew, so Tim sought her out first. Unsurprisingly, she was in the library. He wondered if she'd left in the past decade. "Have you seen my octo-kitten?" Tim called up to where Ivy was balanced on a ladder, holding a dangerously large stack of books. She didn't even look down at him. "No, there is only a 3% chance that it's come in here." He hung around for a bit, but apparently Ivy wasn't going to say any more. "Okay, thank you anyway." Tim wandered into the engine room, more by accident than any sort of plan. He could hear movements and loud clanking coming from inside the walls. There were wires everywhere. He banged a few times on the wall before speaking. "Have you seen my octo-kitten?" Nastya's voice echoed from behind the metal, slightly muffled and very annoyed.
"No, I have not seen any octo-kittens around here."
It wasn't like he was about to join her in there to check. "Okay, thank you anyway." Johnny wasn't doing anything important. Well, maybe he was. Good job Tim didn't care. He approached Johnny from behind, then spoke loudly into his ear. "Have you seen my octo-kitten?" Johnny jumped in shock. He quickly threw something orange and gloopy beneath a nearby table. "No, why are you asking me?" It wasn't phrased as a question. "I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any octo-kittens anywhere. I wouldn't steal an octo-kitten." He leveled a gun at Tim's chest. "Don't ask me any more questions." Tim just shrugged. There would be time for a shootout later, once he'd found his octo-kitten. "Okay, thank you anyway." Tim spent a few moments staring directly into Marius's welding arc without any eye protection, just because he could. Finally, Marius put the arc down, took off his helmet, and glared at Tim. "Have you seen my octo-kitten?" Tim asked. "I haven't seen anything all day," Marius motioned at the workbench. "I've been trying to fix my arm."
"Would you like a hand?"
Marius flipped him off with his other arm. "Yes, if you promise not to make any more puns." "Have you seen my octo-kitten?" Tim asked, stood safely behind the door to Rafaela's lab. He didn't want to actually go inside. Going inside Rafaela's lab was a good way to get yourself volunteered for any number of ethically dubious science experiments. "I saw an octo-kitten once." Rafaela sounded distracted. She was probably in the middle of an experiment, all the more reason not to enter the lab. "It was purple and fuzzy." "My octo-kitten doesn't look like that," Tim sighed. "Thank you anyway." The toy soldier was laid on the floor and it was... drawing? "Have you seen my octo-kitten?" It looked up at him. It did its best to frown, which is hard when your face is painted on in a smile. "I don't know what an octo-kitten is." Tim looked at the toy soldier's drawing, which consisted of a humanoid figure surrounded by many things with tentacles. It was labeled, "Marius getting eaten by octo-kittens." There wasn't much he could say to that. "Thank you anyway." No one had seen his octo-kitten. Tim decided to just flop down on the floor and lament for a while. "Nobody has seen my octo-kitten. What if I never see it again? What if nobody ever finds it?" he asked miserably to the air around him. "My poor octo-kitten. I miss it so much." Tim's eyes didn't have tear ducts, but he wiped away an imaginary tear to really drive the point home. A set of metal footsteps approached, followed by a metal body sitting itself down next to him. "What's the matter?" Brian asked. "I've lost my octo-kitten and nobody has seen it." Brian hummed in consideration. What does your octokitten look like?
It's orange and gloopy and...
Tim sat bolt upright.
I have seen my octokitten.
Back he ran, back past the toy soldier, still drawing, past the door to Raphael's lab, which was now glowing faintly, past Marius, who flipped him off with both arms this time, and stopped in front of Johnny. Now Tim leveled his gun at Johnny.
You stole my octokitten.
Everything was right again. His guns were in order, his spare eyes were clean, he'd stolen another of Johnny's harmonicas, and his octokitten oozed gently in its bed. I love my octokitten. There was a knock at his door. Without waiting for an answer, Ashes came in and looked around.
You seen Johnny recently?
No, why are you asking me? I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him anywhere. I wouldn't shoot Johnny and throw him out an airlock. Don't ask me any more questions, Tim said, all in one breath. Okay, Ashes responded, not sounding too concerned. Thanks anyway.